keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, February 5th, 2025, episode 123. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen, a treasure of which I dream. Come on, come on. This is not Chad nice. GPT. This came out of my very own heart. Oh. Out of my heart.
Hi.
Hi. What? That's what I get? Hi.
Hi, my love.
Oh, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Do you want me to say hello, my
Hello, my
king?
Love. Yes. Every morning you should say that. Hello, my king. What do I say to you?
You always say, good morning, Holy Spirit.
And I say, hello, come here, my queen.
No, you say, hello, hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
You call me darling.
Darling,
you
yes.
call everybody darling.
I do not yes, call do. Everybody darling. I do not.
This and you is... cheated on me in my dream last night. You left me for some woman at church. You said, I want to have a future with her. And I'm standing there and you walked away from me. And
let's cheers for a second, okay. shall we? Wow.
I'm not drinking. I'm on a sugar detox.
You're drinking water. I am drinking. Oh, I'm drinking the Augusta Vin Moverde, Movedre, sorry, 2022, which I've been drinking this week. This is, although I didn't have anything. This is my first one tonight.
Oh, I know. You had Coke.
I did.
Dinner.
Well, you said the other night, you said, you only had one glass of wine. I said, yes.
You're cutting back.
I am cutting back.
You look thinner.
Yes. Please. Please. Back to me cheating on you in your dream.
Yes.
This is not a dream. This is a nightmare.
Yes. Yes.
And you said that I had a dream that you left me. I'm like, come here. Come here, baby.
I know.
Come here.
But you turned to me and you're like, I really want to get to know her. And I just really want to, I want to have a life with her.
What is wrong with you?
I was like,
This is the enemy creeping in
my dreams, at night. In my sleep. I go, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then I saw you walk away and I go, there goes my life with Adam Curry. That's what I said in my dream.
That's horrible. That's horrible. It's horrible.
It's all your fault.
It's horrible that you even share that. Although.
We all have crazy dreams.
You're sharing stuff in your screws letter. Which is what I call it now.
Your screws letter. What, I'm twisting the screws?
You're twisting the screws on my thumbs.
On your
I caught Adam falling asleep in church.
Let's talk about that.
How very dare you. How very dare you.
Okay. So we're at church. And I know you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I know. And you start prepping. You prep till 7:30. Then you take your shower. And then you take Phoebe out. And then you're back in the studio until we leave for church at 8:40. So it's like boom, boom, boom.
Yes. I'm very awake at that point.
And so we're at church and Jimmy's preaching. And I turn and I look. And your eyes are closed. I'm like, Adam.
Are you sleeping?
I go, are you sleeping?
I said, no, I'm visualizing.
It looked like you were sleeping.
Well.
Fess up.
No, I was not sleeping.
Okay.
I was not sleeping. Pastor Jimmy was talking about something, and I was so convinced that I
was talking about the, who was it that talked to, the eunuch?
This is from, we're poorly prepared. Like, I think it was Isaiah.
No, it was the New Testament.
Was it?
The guy in the eunuch, in the chariot, was reading Isaiah.
It must have been Acts. He was reading Isaiah,
yes.
Right. It was Acts.
Yes.
And it was the eunuch from the queen of Ethiopia. And I was so sure that I had seen this in The Chosen, which, of course, it doesn't make sense because Jesus is already gone at that point.
Right. Because that's what I said to you. You go, I was visualizing it. And you go, it was the scene from The Chosen. I said, that wasn't in The Chosen. I don't remember that in The Chosen.
It was vivid.
Oh, so really you weren't sleeping. You were visualizing.
Yes, that's what I told Pastor Jimmy. That was visual. If I actually fall asleep in church, that would be horrible.
You were in the first row.
That's why it would be horrible. It would be horrible.
I didn't think you had done that.
But when you thought I had fallen asleep, I had to text Pastor Jimmy and say, you know, I was visualizing. I wasn't sleeping.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
And now tonight we have this fantastic Wednesday night. It's a Bible study, I guess you could call it.
Walking with Jesus
discipleship journey, but it really is. You know, it's a study of the Bible and how it relates to life and culture. And
well,
tonight
it's
was
not
government.
The Bible. It's like the Scripture. Framework, faith,
yes,
foundation, and then fire is the last one.
To me, it's like it's just awesome study of scripture and how it relates to our life. And I'll be honest, my eyes were getting heavy, I was awake. And the way you stay awake is Pastor Brian will say, somebody say, and he'll repeat it.
Yes, he does that a lot.
I think he does it to make us stay awake. But then you luckily had some. I really want coffee because we had just eaten.
And luckily, we had a big meal, yawning a lot because I was digesting.
Oh, really? I felt a little heavy, but man, it was just so good. It was so good.
All of it's been fantastic. Yes,
it has been.
Yeah.
And just before that, we had a lovely meal and a little visit from Jill and Mike, who we know through church. Of course.
And Jill has so graciously offered to
stepped up and stepped forward and saved us.
Yes, to watch Phoebe. And she's had big dogs. So she loves big dogs. And I said to her, I said, look, don't feel like you need to stay here the whole time. You don't have to. You can go home and come back. And she's like, no, I think I want to stay here the whole time.
Yeah. And Mike, her husband's like, yeah, I think that's a good idea because I finally have the remote control all to myself.
Mike just loved our house. He loved our house.
Yeah. And Jill is just, she's just fantastic. She's lovely. She's like, yeah, I had a 50 cal, but I sold it. Like, okay. Oh. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a 50 caliber. Like,
is that a big gun?
That's a very big gun.
Really?
It's like cannon size.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. I just happen to have that laying around. So I like that.
Yeah.
Should be when we're this month, actually. Yeah, we're both going to be in Dallas.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to the National Religious Broadcasters Conference.
Yes. And how many meetings do you have set up?
I think 17 or 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I leave Monday morning and I come back Wednesday night because my last meeting is like at 4 on Wednesday. Ooh. So I won't be home until 10.
Are you going the back roads? You need to be really careful.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
If you're going in the dark.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'll be careful.
Yeah.
We already have 230 radio stations and frequencies.
Oh, my God.
How about that,
This is, dude, he's talking about Godcaster.
Yeah, very
people
encouraging.
Don't know what he's talking about.
No, don't worry about it. I feel good.
This is God's message to Adam to lift 1,000 voices, which is what he told him about probably nearly almost a year ago. Coming up on a year?
Could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little less.
She said, is this my exit strategy? Yeah, and God said, this is your entry strategy.
You're just getting started, son.
Yeah. So. You got a lot of exciting things happening this month. You go to Rogan next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, yes. And, I'm excited. I'm nervous, excited. But, it's like, we'll see.
It'll flow.
It always does.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe's a fun guy. So, I've been dipping into the shows that he's doing, who he's having on.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to see where his head is at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so we'll see.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'll just say, the number one thing I want to talk about, Joe, is the Curry and the Keeper podcast.
Yeah, sure. He'll go,
I hope to bring it up. Yeah, I do this great podcast with my wife.
You do not have to say that on Joe Rogan.
I think
please
I should.
Don't.
Come on, people. Let's get some listeners to this thing.
Please don't.
I did talk about us today. I went to the school nearby.
Yes. Please tell. Yeah, please share.
It's a private school. It's a Christian school.
Uh-huh.
They have 152 students, I think.
What grade does it go up to?
Up to, they have teenagers, so I guess it's middle school? I don't know.
High school?
High school? I think so.
You didn't ask?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't want to sound stupid. Uneducated
you didn't
about
do your research
school.
Beforehand, obviously.
Not to that level, okay. No.
But this is a school that's across the country.
Yeah, they have four or five.
Annette was very surprised by that.
I know. Mm-hmm. And the head honcho had a Zoom call going with five different windows.
Wow.
Well, and the principal here who had, it's so nice because this is the complaint Dvorak always has is people never ask you, the guy who was there at the beginning, never ask you for any advice. And they actually reached out and said, we want to do something with podcasting and we'd like to ask you for advice.
Oh,
it was so nice. And I said,
and so they want to do a podcast to whom?
Well, they,
but who's their audience?
The school.
So just the school.
Yes, pretty much. And I said, well, if you want to get the parents, you got to get the students. You have to get the students involved. And, let's bring in, these kids know how to make all kinds of stuff on Instagram and TikTok, even though a lot of them don't have phones here. Mm-hmm. But they certainly know. I said, Let me educate a couple of them to help you produce it. Let's mm-hmm. really get them involved. Give them some ownership. They're like, that's a good idea.
Or do their own show.
That was my next thing, of course.
Like, I'm sorry, I blew it for you.
No, but of course I got to that. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it was just exciting. You know, it's like I said, I'm 60. I can do all this. I can do everything. I can do all of this stuff myself. It's not going to last. Mm-hmm. We need new people coming in. And if we're just going to let them, play with Silicon Valley and be sucked up by algos on YouTube and Instagram, it says we all lose. So we need to get them in. They're like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
So I said, you guys have your meeting. You discuss. I gave them a whole bunch of ideas and thoughts and feedback. And you let me know. I'll come back and I'll help you work through it. I'm happy to do it. And I am. I'm genuinely happy.
Yeah.
The school is also 3 minutes away, which makes it very easy for me to commit.
You were there for about 2.5 hours, at least 2 hours.
9:15. So I went at 9:15. I came back about an hour and a half.
Oh, hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half. Yeah, it was great. Nice. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
Anyway.
Like, you have time to be doing all this. You're busy.
It's a calling, babe.
Okay.
It's a calling. Yeah. I mean, I what was it? I got to back my yak.
Back your yak?
Back my yak. So don't just walk. You got to walk the talk and back your yak.
Back your yak.
Where did I hear that?
I've never heard of that.
I think I heard Pastor Jimmy say it on a podcast.
Oh, really?
You back your yak. Yeah, I think I heard him say that. I'm going to use that. It's my new thing.
Okay.
Everything Pastor Jimmy uses, I use, and he uses my stuff.
Yes, I know.
It's interchangeable.
Like, we've got the receipts.
We got the receipts, baby. Yes. It's perfect. I love it. Welcome to the new studio, which now has the addition of a big flat screen, which used to formerly in our bedroom, which we never turned on ever.
No.
Because we got a whole new bedroom.
We did. We got a new bed.
That went really fast.
Yes, it was very well organized, right?
Yeah, you organized everything.
I did almost everything.
The whole you're like, all of a sudden you got like a bee in your bonnet, I would say. And when Tina is sitting down with her computer and she's got websites open and she's looking for discount codes. You're very good at that. You know what I mean? Like discount, schmishcount, whatever. Just let me order this thing and get it. I don't want to worry about just put in code Bongino everywhere you go. It usually works. But this was only like 4 weeks ago, I think, that you started.
It was beginning of January.
Yeah.
The second week in January.
You've probably been down to visit Dame Annette. You're like, oh, she got a kitchen going. I got to say, rugs start showing up. Now, mind you, we buy very inexpensive rugs.
We do, yes.
So that Phoebe can ruin them.
Yes, and she does.
In a year, we can get a new rug. So it's really very overstock.com, which is great. I'm all for that.
Yes.
And still, you protect them by putting down towels every morning
because we have almost a white rug in the bathroom. It will be yellow in no time. And it does not match the bathroom. So every morning, I get up and I lay towels down on the rug.
You do.
And
you do. I do. I'm impressed.
And then I pull them up at night when she doesn't go, because she likes laying in our bathroom because she likes the sun.
She likes the sun and likes and the lookout position.
And when Jill is here, I'm just taking up the rug completely.
She'd be like, she'll lay there in the sun without the rug.
Yes.
But you had ordered a new bed, and which really was, I mean, we had this bed for well over 10 years.
You had it ever since you were a bachelor.
Yeah. So well over 10 years.
Yes.
So that's a long time.
Yeah.
And it had been moved around from a couple of homes. And I think the last time it got put in here.
This is the fourth move here.
Yeah. I was like, this bed, you can never move it. It will disintegrate.
Yes.
So, and we found this, did we ever talk about Tom?
We found this great guy to help us, Tom, who was referred to us by the guy, Mike, who did our shower.
Did you know that he used to run the camp, the big summer camp, the one that HEB owners founded?
Oh, I heard you talking to him about
that. He had 350 person staff.
Oh my gosh.
And he was running it for like, I think 9 or 10 years.
He didn't want to do that anymore?
He said, at a certain point, it's like, yeah, I just wanted to do something different.
Yes.
So he got himself a trailer behind his pickup truck and all his tools, and he started, really doing finishing for homes. Uh-huh. He comes in and all those little things that a builder,
like on a punch list.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And so now, in addition to that, like he'll do stuff for people like us.
Yeah.
For stuff that I probably can't do.
No, yeah, but... I know you can't do. I don't trust you with drills or anything. Nothing.
I got one. I got a couple drills. I got all kinds of.
They have like an inch of dust, just like your ski pants.
The batteries are still charged, though.
Yeah. So he came because we have a Tempur-Pedic mattress, and it wasn't too bad.
As heavy as I recalled it to be, but you know, so we did take out the bed together, and it was handy so we could both carry it.
Let's talk about this.
Okay, so here we go. So Screw's letter. Here we go.
Screw's letter.
Yeah, it's just that's just
that's not nice.
What do you mean? It's like screws of the world. You.
Oh, okay. I thought you were meaning something else.
No. Oh. It's like I told you, the thumb screws. Screwing the screws on my thumbs. Okay. Yes.
So we lift the mattress up, and so the old bed was a storage bed.
This was quite surprising.
And so there were drawers, so you couldn't see underneath the bed. Okay. So we lift the mattress up, and now you can see everything, like the frame
dust.
So Adam is addicted to Altoids.
Mints. Yeah. Yes.
There were, I'm not kidding, 20 mints.
It was 19 Altoids and one Tic Tac.
And I don't know how that got underneath the bed.
But I haven't taken Tic Tac or Altoids to bed for a long time. So this is there from.
Those Tic Tacs are everywhere. Not Tic Tacs, the Altoids. They're everywhere. They're in the bathroom. They're in the bed. They're now under the bed. What is that? How did they get there?
I don't know.
It was quite the mystery because even really someone on my side, I'm like,
I really don't know.
This is so weird that these mints are under there. I'm surprised it didn't attract rats.
I mean, I think this proves that they're poison because even the rats won't eat them. Like, I'm not having any of that.
Why are you eating that then?
I think there was a time when I would put one or two next to my bed, and I just gave up on that because I think after my teeth. When's the last time I brought one into the bedroom?
Like a month ago.
No.
Yes.
And was it still there in the morning?
Yes.
So I didn't eat it. It's just in case.
But you're still bringing them.
This started initially when we first met, and I just never wanted to have bad breath for you. Oh. That's the truth, particularly in the evening.
That is
God's honest
truth.
That's
why you do your hair too.
Yes.
And put the cologne on before you go to bed.
Yes. Just a spritz. I walk through the cloud. Yes. How many times do I ever tell you I do that for you? I never want you to think, gosh, my husband is not only is he fat and disgusting, but his hair's a mess. He has body odor and his breath smells.
Listen,
you'll have none of that. Listen, you'll never be able to complain about that.
By the time you're done with your beauty regime, which takes a lot longer than my beauty regime, the lights are off. I'm half asleep. I'm not even looking at your hair.
That is not my beauty regime. That is my teeth regime. That is cleaning this erector set that has been placed in my mouth to keep my my overall health.
But I just find it interesting that there were 20 mints.
Absolutely baffling to me as well. I have no idea. Clearly, I wasn't eating them. Clearly, because I don't know how they got there, but clearly I wasn't eating them.
And what was so interesting as well, so I could see that maybe sometimes the mattress would shift and it would, you could see into the drawer, like into the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think it would fall into the drawer, not into the center of the bed.
I have no idea.
The mint mystery.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to write
Yes, it was
down.
The mint mystery. We don't know. I said to you, you know, Adam, I am so relieved that we did not find a scorpion under the bed.
Yeah, you did say that. You would have been freaked out by that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I would not have liked that.
Yeah. Well, so good news all around. I didn't eat the mints and there was no scorpion. So there it is. You're full of fake news. I do, however, make sure my hair looks nice and I do put a waft of cologne on before I come to bed. I do.
I appreciate the cologne, but don't worry about the hair. I can't see it. I cannot see it.
You have no
unless
idea.
Unless it's a romantic night.
Maybe I'm just hoping every night's a romantic night. Got to have my hair. Got to smell good. Got to have my breath is good.
You got your wife beater on and your UGG slippers.
I do not wear my wife beaters to bed either. T-shirt. And I don't have tidy whities. Don't even try to give people a visual.
You got the Tommy Johns. I know.
The Tommy Johns. Yeah. And the other morning, you fling open the door. Are you wearing dirty underwear? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because.
What are you talking about? Because what?
I know that I have traumatized you with the laundry. Mm-hmm. I know that I have. And so I was doing laundry and I had the laundry basket in the laundry room. And I noticed your t-shirt was on the floor.
Yeah,
and
I'm but like, no underwear.
Did he turn them inside out? And is he wearing them because he's afraid I'm going to yell at him?
So answer, yes. But I'd already put them in the basket before you grabbed the basket. Okay. Yes. But answer, yes. Oh. It was already hard for me to put the t-shirt on the ground. I'm like, man, I'm glad I already put my underwear in the basket. Dodge the bullet.
You know what you could easily do is walk to the laundry room, put it right in the laundry room.
I'm afraid to approach you. because I know what I'm going to get. If I put it in like, oh, there's more. It's all right.
I've figured out why there's so many clothes. I know this is an ongoing saga on our podcast because you wear two sets of clothes a day.
I do not. I do not. I wear the same blue jeans for 3 weeks. What are you talking about, woman? I don't put my socks on until even if we're going out of the house. Otherwise, I'm afraid to even put on socks. I just wear my outside Uggs. Oh, by the way, the outside Uggs and the inside Uggs. So I've always had two pairs of Ugg slippers. One is for outside, one is for inside. And eventually they both start to look like they belong in the trash heap. And so I have the inside Uggs on and I'm going to walk out the sliding door directly to the right to turn the grill on. And Tina's like, are you wearing your inside Uggs? So I have to now... So when I'm cooking for you, I have to have the inside Uggs by the sliding door, switch to my outdoor Uggs, then switch back to my indoor Uggs. Because when I sat down at the table the other night, you're like, you're wearing your outside Uggs indoors. Oh, no.
I know. I've traumatized you so much. I know.
Beyond traumatized.
I go, this is the slipper saga. You go, that's the show title. Slipper saga.
Slipper saga. That's right. I forgot about that. I forgot to put that on my list. Thanks for reminding me. Yes. Slipper
saga. Wait a minute. Here's the thing.
Oh, and here comes the explanation. No, it's just...
Oh my gosh.
You are.
What? I'm what?
You are a little fascistic when it comes
a what?
To.
A little what?
Fascistic. Like you a mean, fascist. Like no. If you're a little fascistic.
Is that even a word?
It is now. Slipper fascist. You're like, just with slipper fascist. With certain things. I mean, it's all right. You are the queen of the house. So I am to obey what you want. And I'm very happy with it. Just. Don't come in my studio and look at stuff and go, this is my domain. I showed Tom my closet. I said, hey, want to see something? I always says, oh, man, that's a lot of wires and stuff. I said, yeah, this is mine. Tina's not allowed in here. Isn't it cool? He said, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah, that's
you
pretty cool.
You showed him your closet?
Yeah, we were in here hanging up the TV. Oh, there was extra HDMI cables. Oh. And he's like... What do you want? You want me to take these? What do you want to do? Throw them out? I said, man, those are expensive HDMI cables. Yeah, I know. They're very expensive. They're long ones. I said, I'll put it in my closet. Check it out. Check it out.
Open that closet. No! I want to see what it looks like.
No.
Anyway, getting back to the slippers.
Okay.
The reason I am just fastidious about it.
Fastidious. Okay.
That's not fascist. Fastidious.
Okay.
Is... Our new rugs. We have all new rugs.
I know. I'm like Phoebe. Why don't you just put a towel down wherever I happen to be? I'll just bring my own towel. Whenever I'm walking, I'll walk on the towel, move the towel, walk on the towel, move the towel.
How about this? Just don't step on the rugs.
Could you please just route around the rug? No, that's a good idea. Can I keep my outdoor slippers on when I'm cooking if I walk around the rugs? Because that, you know, it might dirty the floor, which is marble. I mean, as it's concrete cement. And marble. It's cement. You know, like a garage.
That would work.
Oh, that'll work? Okay. But then the day you catch me, like, yeah, I saw you had half a foot on that carpet.
Well, your new slippers are just so nice now. They're nice.
I know. I love
the
my
old
new
ones. Were just they were like barking. They yeah, were bad.
I know. I know. But
so
still.
I go over to Annette's house today, and I say to her, I go, "Gosh, I feel so bad stepping on your rugs." She's like, "Step on our rugs. We don't care. We don't
thank
buy
you, Dame
rugs.
Annette. Neither do we. The whole point is the non-expensive rugs, so it's okay. But no."
But
no.
what happens when you really like the rug and then you can't find another one that you like that one?
Buy two.
Oh, that's
buy
a good
extra.
Idea.
Have extra on supply.
That's a good idea.
We have a whole garage. You can put all your rugs in there. What's this? This is my wife's backup rug collection.
I have one in my car too.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Long story. Whatever.
Okay.
I'm yes. Sure it is. So. We celebrated Pastor Jimmy's birthday.
Was really nice.
It was lovely.
Went down to Kerrville, made it just in time for a lovely sunset.
I know you were a little rushed, but you made it. You did well.
A little.
Yeah. You were sweating.
I had already showered at 6:30 in the morning to make sure I didn't have to do that after the show.
Yes, yeah.
And then at 5 o'clock, like boom, 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 boom. And because you know, it's about 30 minutes?
About 35 minutes.
About 30, yeah. 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
It was
though.
Lovely.
It was really, really
so
nice.
We finally figured out what we could get Pastor Jimmy for his birthday. Yes. So
it's really, here's the thing. What are you going to buy? I knew that the brisket knife, which was last year's, I knew that was perfect.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, I know this stuff he likes, but he doesn't need me to be buying him something for his guitars. He, you know, it's like, oh, I know, he's a pastor. Let's get him a Bible. I'm sure that's like everybody has this genius idea.
Or another cross for the wall.
Oh, yes, there you go. Look, I got you this crucifix. It's beautiful. Oh, it's perfect. Like, no, 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 no. And there was just, but you know, I guess when did he
was
dropped
with
that
the brisket.
Hint.
Yeah, when you made yeah. the brisket, and he said he wanted a steak. He wanted this steak knife, this really nice knife. And I said, oh, perfect. So I say to Annette, send me the link. We're going to get him this knife.
Oh, she actually sent you the
she
link.
She sent me the okay. link. Yes. Okay. And so I ordered the knife thinking it was like a big steak knife. It is an individual steak knife. And so when they have dinner, he pulls out his knife.
I told you should have gotten two.
He pulls out his knife and she doesn't have one.
When's her birthday? Because I know what they're getting her.
That's what I said to her. I go, Annette, we'll get you one for your birthday too. Don't. She's like, this is kind of weird that he has his own special knife.
And boy, that thing is sharp. I'll tell you, like, it slices through anything.
I was over there today and he made lunch and he's eating with his knife.
We should get him his own little sheath for his belt. You know, excuse me, here's my personal steak knife.
I didn't realize it was just a single steak knife. I thought it was one that he wanted to use to cut the beef. He uses the brisket knife to cut everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought a brisket knife, you use it for brisket.
No, this is for when he eats his steak. He just wants to slice it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
So, I think I had said you should get two. I think I might have mentioned it.
You never know. You're like, hey, can you take care of that? I'm like, sure, I'm on it.
Oh!
That's the truth, Adam Curry.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I you know what?
That's what I do.
This is why you dream of me leaving with other women. You're like, oh, thank God he's off. He's gone with her. Like,
no.
I finally don't have to deal with his coiffed hair and his smells. And oh, look at all the mints everywhere. And he's walking on the carpet. Let some other woman deal with it.
No, I got a good one. I
oh,
got
you
a
did?
Good
okay, good.
Anyway, so I thought that was so funny about the knife. I thought it was hilarious.
It like, was
and
very
Annette's
good.
Like, what? I'm like, you gave me the link, Annette. You. So it's her fault. It's her fault.
It's all right.
But it was a lovely, it was a really, really nice birthday
it
dinner.
It was great.
Yeah, and that restaurant is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. We just, it was a nice, it's always good. The four of us, especially if it's somewhere where nobody knows us, Kerrville, you know, because, you know, otherwise, you know, it's like Pastor Jimmy is well known here.
Yeah, he's celeb here.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
he's celeb.
People will stop in everywhere.
And Annette brought up a good thing. She said, you know, it's not too loud in that restaurant. You can have
true,
a normal conversation.
True.
Isn't right?
So true. Uh-huh. Of course, everyone's probably looking at us like, gosh, those people are so loud. I always think about that. Are we,
oh, do you?
Are we the
You're
loud people?
You are.
What? Am I?
Well,
are the lights of the car off? Did I close? Oh, this is a good one. For the last 2 months, maybe 6 weeks, but almost 2 months, you have been leaving the house and you will text me, could you check and see if I close the garage?
I know.
Every single time it's I don't mind closed. Doing it. I just smile like, and sometimes,
we've talked about this
sometimes
before.
I know. And sometimes I won't even walk back to the studio. I'll just wait. There's my text message. Yes, darling, it's closed. I love you. Drive safe.
It's so automatic that I don't even think about it.
That's odd.
It's like people have, I know a lot of people have texted me about that and said, I do the same thing about leaving the curling iron on, leaving the iron on.
I still have that thing I need to install that one of our producers sent us that will automatically close it if you've left it open.
Yes.
I still have it. You should. Maybe I'll ask Tom to help me with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did we get on that though? I don't know.
We were talking about Tom, and then you went to mince to slippers.
Oh, anyway, yes. So we have a whole new bedroom. But okay, so that was Thursday night. Lovely, lovely dinner.
Lovely.
Yes. Lovely. But just yeah, fab. We were indulging. I indulged very much. And then Friday night we went out to dinner with Andrea and David.
Oh yes. Oh, this is another newsletter item that you put in there. Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's start first. So this is the international arms dealer.
Yes.
And his lovely wife,
and his
Andrea.
Who is a culinary genius.
And yeah. And so she came over. So we're gonna have a glass of our Italian wine that we got shipped. This is what they always do. They get you sauce. Like, we can ship to Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
Good wine, though.
It's really, and it was a very good price.
Yes.
And it was like 35 euros, I think, for And so Andrea comes in and she brings her cheese thing that we had
seen. What is that? I said cheese grinder. I don't know what it is.
It's not a grinder.
It's a cheese shaver.
There you go. And she's got the cheese and everything.
Yeah, she brings the whole thing.
Yeah. And so like, David was late. He was, he's an international arms dealer.
Yeah. So he was doing an arms deal.
Yeah. Like with the guys in Uganda, who learn how to fly helicopters from YouTube. Okay, David, I love your clients, and it's great. We're having a good time, and then all of a sudden,
I broke the cheese.
They broke the cheese, and Andrea goes, "That's because you went in the wrong direction."
Should it matter?
It matters when you are doing the cheese.
Do you go clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise, yes. Clockwise.
I'm left-handed.
Yeah, well.
Well.
So
I broke all the cheese.
It went clunk.
So then everybody was like, we're not eating the cheese
The joy
anymore.
Was over. It was like immediately, like, no, I don't need any. Do you want some cheese? No, I don't want any more cheese.
I should go get some of that cheese for Friday night.
Yes.
Yeah. You want me to?
What's happening Friday night?
Jules and Trey are coming.
Oh yeah, dinner. Definitely. And I will keep a sharp watch that everyone goes
I'm off cheese. I'm not eating cheese. I was traumatized by that incident.
It was pretty funny,
but it was really nice. So she brought that big block of cheese.
Not just she brought charcuterie stuff. She brought what is it? She had some prosciutto, I think.
Yeah, she brought prosciutto and little crackers,
salami, and it was great.
Yeah,
and then we headed off to. The fabulous brand new restaurant in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, it's called The Restaurant.
It's called The Restaurant.
At
the Albert Hotel, which we have a hotel. This is kind of special that we have an actual hotel with 90 rooms, 100 rooms.
I don't know.
I think something like that.
I'll never stay there.
And
it's like staying in a room with IKEA furniture.
Yes, there's no chair, no desk, just the bed.
Yes, and no pillows.
It has pillows. And the prices are up there
at the restaurant. Yes. They are not. It's not inexpensive.
Yes, it's like
so. Anyway,
New York type prices.
But so Andrea and David had been there before. We went there before, and there are no tablecloths. Excuse me, you just blew that in my face.
I'm sorry. I had to laugh because I know what's coming.
So there was no table. It looked like sort of just kind of like a. I don't know, like a diner, right? It was like a diner.
Yeah, more like, it looks like Java Ranch.
Well, no, Java Ranch doesn't look like
that.
It
just has tables with chairs.
But they had glasses and the roll-ups on the table. But,
okay. Yeah.
So there's no flowers, there's no candle, there's, it just looks like a diner.
Yeah.
And this is a, They on the website, they say gourmet dining.
Yeah, yeah, they price it as gourmet dining, too.
So Andrea, to up the ambiance, brought her own tablecloth and her own little centerpiece.
Which is a little bunny rabbit.
Which is so cute. Like, we put it on, she put it on the table to, like, up the ambiance. I thought it was fantastic.
And the waiter's like, oh, that's a good idea. Like, yeah, dude, like read the room, get a clue, do that in your restaurant.
The one thing about the two bottles of wine were very good that we got there. Yes. They were good.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were priced, but they were good.
So, I remember David kept saying, you can't get this anywhere this inexpensive.
Oh, okay.
And that's a real wine person will always say, look, I got this great wine, very inexpensive.
Yes.
That's what they're always going for. It's easy to buy something expensive and pretend it's good.
And did you have an appetizer?
I did not, no.
Oh, I did. I had
Didn't we share something?
No, I had the mushroom, like, I don't know, it was mushroom something.
Did I have crab cakes?
No, that was at the bistro.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I guess not.
But so then we get our entrees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my entree was so salty, it was inedible.
Do you think they double salted it, maybe?
It was inedible. And I said to the guy, I said, I can't eat this. This is entirely too salty. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was, I can't remember the last time that I
actually refused something. Yes, and
gave
them
the dish back. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, can I get you anything else? And I said, no. And you had the lamb chops and you gave him like a 6.5, you said.
Yeah. I mean, so... Yeah.
Andrea said hers were not even well seasoned.
No, they weren't. They had the mint stuff, but the mint, because you're supposed to have lamb chop with mint.
Yeah.
But the mint was under like the mashed potatoes. So, you know,
it was like a stacked potato cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It should have been on the side more. I don't know.
It was just not.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with that.
I did eat the coconut cake, though. That was my dinner.
Yes, you did.
That was my dinner. I ate most of the coconut cake.
It was.
But for the price?
No.
The growing pains. I don't know that I would ever go back anytime soon.
I don't know if it's growing pains. It seems pretty structural to me.
Yeah. I just don't like the ambiance either. I thought it was going to be much nicer.
It's like a sports bar.
Yeah.
Kind of like a sports bar we'd expect.
Yeah, because the bar is like right in the center.
Right there, yeah. Yeah. And you kind of expect to get fish and chips.
So I wasn't nice about it. I just said, this is inedible. I can't eat it. It tastes like...
And guy went back to the kitchen. He's like, oh my God, they're going to talk about it on their podcast.
Yes.
We're ruined. We're ruined.
Well, then the manager came over and he said, I'm really sorry about the dish. Is there anything else I could get you? And I said, no.
Well, they didn't charge us for it, which is appropriate, of course.
Oh, yeah. Because it was not good. It was horrible.
Yeah. And chef didn't come out and say anything because I think he tasted and went, oops, we screwed up here. They must have double salted it. Something
it
had
was
to
bad.
Go wrong. There's no reason. Because I taste them like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That was wrong. Yeah. There's something very wrong. Yeah. So there you go. Be very afraid, Fredericksburg.
Yes.
The foodies are out.
Yes.
We will call you out.
Yes.
And we're not going back.
No.
Right. But that's more for the ambiance. The ambiance, it just isn't.
I didn't think
there's lots of other places.
It's overpriced. I just think it's overpriced.
We went to Friedhelm's, which, by the way, everybody who comes through Fredericksburg.
Go to Friedhelm's.
But they always hear this. And they're always like, hey, we went to Friedhelm's. It was fantastic. The ambiance was great.
It's very kitschy.
But the prices are good. It's normal. The service is nice. It's family atmosphere. It's huge, so it's not like you're not crowded. It's the whole vibe is fantastic.
Yeah. We went there tonight with Jill and Mike, and I ordered the ribeye.
And then
Jill was going to order liver and onions, and she's like, ribeye? And so she ordered the ribeye, and Mike goes, I'm so glad you didn't order the liver and onions.
And then we all ordered ribeye.
But I want to get together with him again. Like, we just scratched the surface of sharing our stories. And I'm just, So
interesting story. They have an interesting story for sure.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, the number one thing that I'm a little disappointed about, which we have not done this week, which I feel that you may be kind of skirting the issue because you're afraid, is that we haven't done our sprint race.
Oh, yeah. My back's been hurting me.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
I didn't even see you.
I'm so sorry.
Listen to you anticipating this.
Yeah. I want to show you.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, I'm going to start training.
I'm not going to train anything. You watch. I'm just going to drink another extra glass of wine, and I'm still going to beat you. What? You have no chance.
All right, we will do it before the next show. How about that?
Who was it? Someone said they wanted to come out and do the officiating.
Yeah, I'm like, no. No. I can't remember who said that. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get it together.
Was there anything else that, what else did we have? I'm trying to think. Well, I did go out to dinner with Maverick.
Oh, yes.
Maverick.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story.
So Maverick, one half of my dental team, he said, hey, man, let's say, because, of course, we saw each other down when I had my most recent cleaning. And he brought up his buddies, Javi and Bob, both No Agenda listeners.
Nice.
Those guys are in oil and gas. And they all, you know, they kind of grew up El Paso and they all live
Have they watched Landman? Did you ask
him? I don't know if Landman came up.
So Pastor Jimmy Nanette did not like it, said it was not representative of Midland.
That's so
odd. Mike and Jill liked it.
He grew up in Midland.
It reminded him of Midland.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. Oh. The oil baron, he says, yeah, it's pretty representative. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty representative.
Anyway, so back to your dinner.
And so I walk in and Maverick's in the bathroom and the guys say, he bought a Tesla. Oh. I'm like, what? What? And so he right away had like he drove over a rock and the rock hit something and the coolant blew out and then the battery overheated and it was only 1 week old and he had a $17,000 bill, which
he had to pay $17,000.
No, he had to pay his deductible on insurance was still $2,000. But then we're walking out and he's like, this thing, it's autopilot. I don't have to do anything. And I said, well, why don't you hail it? Why don't you have it come over here? He says, okay, I can do that. And he gets out his phone and the car turns on. It backs out and then it's in the middle of the road and cars like coming up honk, honk. And then moves back into the parking space, moves back out. It wouldn't come over. I'm like, it's all right, man. I trust you. I'm sure it's a great car. Battery, you know, car.
I mean, do people really look at Teslas now and they're like, wow, cool car? Or they look at him like, ugh.
He said,
dork car.
He said, if it had been a nitro burning, gas guzzling car, if it had the autopilot feature, he would have bought that.
Oh, he wanted the
autopilot. He wants the autopilot. Oh. I said, brother, I love you. Do not trust this thing. Go on YouTube and type in Tesla autopilot death and tell me what you see. He said, don't trust this thing. Be careful with that stuff.
Why? He's too tired to drive home from work? I mean,
he's a pilot. He loves the autopilot. Oh. But the autopilot and the plane, it's a little different. That's been around for decades. This is kind of new.
And so that's why he got it.
That's what he says. Like,
because I think when people look at Teslas now, they're like, ugh.
Now I will say on the inside, it's unbelievable. It's completely minimalist. You have a steering wheel and a screen and there's nothing else.
I don't think I would like that. You said, oh, it's perfect for you. I don't think I would like it.
I thought, no, it was something about it. I'm like, that's kind of cool. Mm. It's just completely, there's no dials, there's no dashboard, just a steering wheel, two pedals and a screen.
So the four of you standing out there while he was trying to get his car to come
to. It was hilarious. I got to hold the button down, otherwise it stops. Okay, sure. All right. It moves out, moves in, moves out. And cars are beep, 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 beep. It's in the middle of the street. Yeah, great job. It doesn't matter. Yeah. As long as he's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else?
No. You want me to do my gotcha?
Yes, I'd love to do the gotcha. It's time. Perfect time. Tina's gotcha. Everybody's talking about it.
Who's everybody?
Everybody's like, Tina's God shot was great this week, man.
Get out of here. So, yes, I hear that's the Susie Bernard.
That is.
John Bernard.
The Tweety.
Aerosol.
Yep, Tweety Bird.
It's your second stopper. Glass, mind you.
It's really, I was half empty and I've just refilled.
Okay.
The glass is half full.
So I absolutely love the couple's devotional book.
Sorry. Did you hear what you just did? That's your second glass. This is my life. This is my life. The warden checked.
Hey, show content.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Back to your gotcha. Sorry for interrupting.
Yes, you did interrupt me. I was in the middle of something really important.
Let's do it again. They'll never know the difference. Tina's
gotcha. They're going to hear it twice. Because I know you're not going to edit that out.
You know I won't. All right. Everyone's talking about the God shot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I wanted to say I really love that couple's devotional book that Randall Black bought us. I really do like it.
And we do it every day. We do it.
And we always look at each other like, oh, we got this. We got this. But this is the one that stuck out for me. And it's about friendship. Mm. And it's Proverbs 18, verse 28. Excuse me, 24. 18, verse 24. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And it was talking about friendship and marriage. Mm-hmm. And I love our friendship. Oh. And you know that you're my best friend. And I think it draws us closer. And our friendship, the strong friendship that we have, really helps us weather the storms that come our way. Mm-hmm. You know, whether no matter what size, sometimes they're very trivial, sometimes mm-hmm. they're kind of big. But I love that we are each other's best friends and that we nurture that. We nurture that. And the key is that God is in the center of it for
Christ,
sure.
Christ-centered marriage.
Yes, for sure.
You bet.
But it's so important for us to enjoy being friends. Best friends in our marriage. And I just love that. I really
do. We are. And we share things like best friends. Like,
oh, for sure.
Even movies will be like, what do you think? Should we bail? Yeah, I think we should bail on this. Like, we're in agreement most of the time.
Well, you're my most favorite person. And you're the person that I would want to, that I can be around all the time. Like, I never get sick of you ever. And I don't get sick of your laundry either. I'm happy to help. So, but that's the truth though. I mean, I think that I can come to you and confide, mm-hmm. You know, all my secrets.
Yeah.
I don't know that I know all
yes,
yours.
Yes, you do. You even know.
I don't even ask any questions.
You know who I'm running off with in your dreams. No. You know all my secrets.
So anyway, but I like that proverb. I thought it was really, really good. And I think you have to be best friends with your spouse. You have to be.
It should be your best friend. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and you should be able to talk to that person about anything.
And I really do like this this couple's devotional. But do you happen to have the name of it offhand here?
Put it in the show notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's.
Let me see if I have a picture of it.
Because they have a little scripture, and then it has. I got it.
It's called A Little God Time for Couples.
Yes. Yeah. And then at the bottom, it'll have kind of like two highlighted paragraphs to think about, to discuss. And we do. And sometimes,
and it has questions. It asks questions.
Yeah. And sometimes we just go like, did you read it?
Yeah.
Right? We go like, right? Yeah, right. Exactly. And sometimes we'll take a little bit longer to discuss it.
We talked about the one question it asked. This was a couple of days ago about who is in your circle of friends that lifts mm-hmm. you up. And we were like, we actually talked about that.
Yeah.
So there you go, bestie.
Okay, bestie, thank you so much. I love you, bestie.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokolowski.
Iron sharpens iron, works with men and women, too.
Oh, I know.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Well, it's going to be a very short corksoaker segment. Very short.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone fell off a cliff.
Apparently.
Pastor Jimmy already texted me. He said, hey, sorry, man, about the wonky boost. He said, I was having troubles with Fountain. So normally he sends the full-on striper boost, the 77777. So it came through as 5777. Oh. But it's okay. I mean, I still have to boost him for their past episode. But anyway, he is the executive producer, and he says, I love this show. And thank you for the wonderful birthday evening at my favorite place, 1011 Bistro. That's in Kerrville. It's a joy doing life with you. We get to do this KTLD and KYBO. Absolutely. We sure do. We do.
I thought he was going to say, I love this show and I love my truck.
And I love my truck. And coming in with a mini striper boost, 7777, Sir Brian with an I says... when is this foot race happening between Adam and Tina? I honestly can't picture either of you running.
Oh,
but Tina, what? You bring your tripod and I'll bring the drone. Craig will bring the camera. Adam can set up the TV showing streaming Satoshis, but we might need to register with Ticketmaster so you can profit off of getting some butts in the seats. And we'll have the local ambulance on standby with an EKG. In the evening, y'all.
For Adam.
Where am I?
In the evening. Thank you.
Really? It's only from the cul-de-sac to the mailbox. I think I'll be okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your $7. Ashley Wright, she always sends us a regular donation. We appreciate that. 5215, comic strip blogger.
5215.
Howdy Lovebirds. Oh, he's promoting another podcast. Dive into the future of podcasting with the Podcasting 2.0 podcast, hosted by Adam Curry and Dave Jones. Discover the latest in tech trends and tips that'll revolutionize your listening and broadcasting experience. Tune in, level up, and join the podcasting revolution and evolution.
Oh.
Yo, CSB. P.S. Dave Jones is also an extremely talented singer.
He is?
He is.
Really?
Do you know, he was in worship teams.
Dave Jones?
Dave Jones. Drums.
Oh, he plays drums, too.
Drums and sings.
How does CSB know that?
Because whenever we start the show, before the show starts, I'm usually piping through Hello Fred, and Dave will come on, and we'll start singing together, which is kind of hilarious, and then I'll be quiet, and then Dave's singing. Like, Dave's kind of good. Dave, he has a little falsetto voice going on. Wow. Yeah, he does. Thank you for your $5, Timothy Emery.
Thank you,
also
Timothy.
Doing a regular donation, value for value. And that guy, I think that guy needs to be decanted.
I don't know about that guy.
Comes in with 1,000 sats from Fountain and says, here's some sats to make up for the 6 Bitcoin Adam used to buy a dime bag of weed, which turned out to be mostly seeds and stems. Love you guys. Cheers and health karma to all.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We appreciate hearing from y'all. And you can go to curryandthekeeper.com. Right there, you can, on the About page, you can find out how to subscribe to the newsletter, which is extremely worth it. It really
did
is.
Did we cover everything in the newsletter?
I think we did. Okay. Tina always puts her heart and soul into it with a very fresh attitude every time. Usually goes like this. Oh, I got to write the newsletter. But then she sits down and it's always genius. It is always genius. I enjoy seeing it. And I always try to read it. It goes to my newsletter box. So
yes,
I know,
you get a lot of newsletters.
I have to go remember to go and take a look at it. So I was very happy.
I'm only
to
your
see
wife,
it.
So you know. It's easy to forget.
Yes, you are my wife.
That's why I'm having these dreams.
These dreams. You need to work on these dreams.
What am I supposed to do?
I mean, literally, we prayed the last two nights. We prayed going while we were in bed before we went to sleep, and then still you have dreams about me
it's
doing.
Your fault.
Clearly.
Yes.
Obviously.
Okay.
I hope you have dreams about me and my slippers. This will be very fun. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate it. Value
thank
for
you.
Value.
We appreciate it.
CurryandTheKeeper.com. And here we go. It is time once again.
You know what? It's time for.
You know it.
The question of the week.
Once again, I'm at a disadvantage because Tina knows the question, so she has her answer ready.
The question of the week.
That doesn't matter. I don't mind a challenge.
Okay, you ready?
Here it is, question of the week. Let's go, hit me.
How do you describe me to other people?
How do I describe you to other people? Most people already know about you.
Yeah, but somebody new.
Somebody new?
How would you describe me?
Wow, my goodness. I usually start by saying my beautiful, extremely talented, loving wife. And let me tell you.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
To somebody brand new, my beautiful, extremely talented, loving wife who nags me about the laundry.
Never, no, I never say that. And I always say, the first thing that attracted me to her was her beauty. The second thing was her incredible talent at marketing, because that's the truth. And then I just fell in love with her heart.
Aww.
That's how I describe. I don't think I've had to. Everybody who I talk to knows who you are.
But
that's
you
that's what's so
meet
crazy.
People that don't know me, like the two gentlemen at the dinner on the other night, they don't know me.
Which two gentlemen? At the
when
dinner?
You went to Casa Chloe or whatever this.
Oh, we didn't talk about wives.
Oh.
We talked about cars and flying. No, they know who you are. Mm. Yeah. No. Okay. Maverick filled them in. How do you describe me to other people? Here we go.
Yes, I go.
I'm such a loser now. Here
no,
we go.
No, I go.
I'll never live up to the mistake I made.
I know.
I'll never live up to
our vow renewal.
Yes, I'll never.
Goes to show you what's more important, you.
It was the most recent thing in my mind.
Oh, backpedal.
Okay. It's okay. But that
it
is
was your answer. It was your answer. Just live with it.
Okay.
For the rest of your life.
All right. I have my other wife in your dreams.
Yes, babe. No, okay. The way I describe you is like, yeah, I'm married to Adam Curry. Remember him from MTV?
I know that's what you do. I know you do. I know you do.
But then I'll go, yeah, remember him? Here, let me show you a picture.
Wow, I think mine is a lot better. I should say, you know, I married one of the top 60 most eligible bachelorettes in Chicago. That does pop up from time to time.
Yes, you should say that. Then I go, you know, he doesn't look like he used to look like. Oh.
But when he comes to bed, he does do his hair for me, and he puts on perfume and eats a mint, and he tries to do well with the slippers.
But he doesn't vape anymore in the bed because I put the fear of God in him for that one.
Yeah, where's my new sheets?
Oh, okay, I'm going to get them.
You promised those.
But then I finish it up with, you know, that was just a speck in his life. You know, he's the co-inventor of podcasting.
Wow. And you know what? You're being truthful.
I am being totally truthful. But when I get to know people and they know about us, I'm nothing but like love and praise.
Wow. I'm going
joy.
To totally readjust myself. Let me tell you about Tina. You know, she was one of the top 60 most eligible bachelorettes in 1975.
And when I met 75. Okay. And then you could say she had these shoes on that just worked.
Were killer shoes.
Killer.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
You say, my lovely, kind-hearted, blah, blah, gag me with a spoon.
Okay. Can't say I don't try, everybody. I love you, darling.
I love you too, baby.
And I only say darling to you.
Okay.
Mostly.
Okay.
We'll see you next week, everybody. I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you too, baby.
In the evening, in your nation,
Curry and the Keeper.
Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.